the service of the Lord. Luke's Gospel, chapter 4. Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. If you have a Bible tonight, you want to read with us, we're going to read a verse or two will be found there. Luke chapter number 4. And I want to begin reading in verse number 16. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 4, and verse number 16. Good to see you tonight, wherever you're from. Appreciate folks from different places being in the service tonight. Good to see you that are here to worship with us tonight. And I do ask humbly and sincerely for your prayers that the Lord would help me tonight. Without Him, I can do nothing. Luke chapter 4 and verse number 16. The Bible said, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel of the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And all the eyes of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you tonight for the privilege to pray. I thank you for the good day that you've given us. And Lord, I appreciate, Lord, traveling mercy and grace. I thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege to be among the people of God tonight. I appreciate, Lord, that blessed day you brought me in and saved me by your grace. I thank you for your keeping power. I thank you, Lord, for the fact that you called us to preach. I thank you for this open door. And I thank you, Lord, for every time we've ever stood here and you've ever helped us to preach. But, Lord, here we are tonight facing a new hour, a new congregation. And I need fresh oil and I need a fresh touch. So I pray you'd have mercy on me. And not only me, but have mercy on those that await my words tonight. And for just a few moments, Lord, hide me in the cross. And Lord, I pray you illuminate my mind and loose my tongue. Let me lose sight of myself and where I'm at. And give me heavenly wisdom and spiritual understanding. And Lord, anoint me to preach. And God, help me to say that you won't say. And refrain me, Lord, from saying that that would be contrary. And Lord, strengthen us physically and strengthen us in the inward man that we might preach the Word of God tonight. And may the message go forth in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And may it find lodging in hearts and lives tonight. Have your precious way. And what you do, we'll thank and we'll praise you. For we do ask it all in the name of Jesus. And for our sake we pray. Amen and amen. If the Lord would help me tonight, I want to preach from this passage and others as well tonight. And I would like to preach on this thought, if the Lord would help us. When the Lord opened the book. When the Lord opened the book. Or when the Lord opens the book. Now in our text before us tonight, the Bible calls to our attention the time when the Lord Jesus, being 30 years old, has come back to Nazareth after the baptism of John in Jordan and comes to the synagogue where he probably was a member of and was his custom, enters there on the Sabbath day. And the Bible said, and stood up for to read. We're told by reading Jewish history and looking at what they did on the Sabbath day and in the synagogue, that seven different individuals would read from the law. First the priest would read, then a Levite would read, and then they would call on five other individuals to read from the law. And they would call that lesson number one. And then for lesson number two,
they would read from, my friend, the prophets. And then, my friend, they would begin what they called the second lesson. They would stand up to read and sit down to teach. And so it was that every, my friend, Sabbath day, this would be repeated. And here's the Lord Jesus that has come to Nazareth on that Sabbath day. And the first lesson of the law has been read and taught from. And now, my friend, Jesus stands up to read. And the Bible said, to him is delivered the book of Isaiah. You see, we have in our hand tonight the Word of God. We have all the Scriptures tonight, including the book of Isaiah, as well as all the other Scriptures. Thank God, of course, the New Testament now that they did not have in that time frame. But they did not have it all in one book. But each book was individual. Amen. And the book was not bound as it is here tonight, as I preach to you. But the book was usually in a scroll. Thank God, my friend, and rolled together. My friend, and they would open or unroll that, my friend, scroll and read it, my friend, from right to left. Hey, God, and keep unrolling it, hey, God, until they had, my friend, got to the place that they wanted to get to. And here is the Lord Jesus Christ. May I remind you, this is not the first time He's read from the book. This is not the first time that He's read from the prophet Isaiah. Amen. But there is something different this time when He opens the book. Amen. I'm thankful tonight that He does, hey God, that He has and does and will open the book tonight. I'm thankful for the blessed night in my life that He opened the book for me. Hallelujah. It was altogether different that night. As many times as I'd heard preaching, as many times as I heard the men of God preach, but on that night, hey God, in that little church, hey God, my friend, below Scottsboro, Mount Ararat, Baptist Church, I'm glad, thank God, that old man of God opened the book, hey God, and that night, it sounded different than it ever sounded before. Why? Hey God, it is more than the man of God opening the book that night. The Lord opened the book. Amen. And so here's the Lord Jesus. This is not the first time that He has done what He's doing. But He opens, my friend, this book of the prophet Isaiah. Amen. Hey God, it almost infers here that He opens it and my friend unrolls it and turns it over to the backside. Hey God, and of course, God begins to read what is written on the roll, or as it's called here, the book. Amen. I'm glad He opened the book. As a matter of fact, it almost seems to appear that unless He had opened the book, men's understanding would have been darkened had He not opened the book. Amen. In Isaiah 29 and verse 11, the Bible said, "The Lord hath poured a spirit of deep sleep, hath closed your eyes." And the Bible said, "And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which when men deliver to one that is learned, saying, 'Read this,' the learned says, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.'" And then the Bible said, "They deliver it to one that is unlearned, and the unlearned says, 'Hey God, I cannot read it. I am not learned.' But the Lord said, 'For as much as this people draws near me with their mouth, and yet their heart is far from me, He said, verse 14, I'm going to do a marvelous thing. Oh, yes. I got a work and wonder. And that's what he's doing. My God. He's opening the book. Amen. Now the Word of God is a progressive revelation. God begins to reveal Himself. First of all, as Creator. Hey, God. Oh, yes. And then as the Sovereign, as the Lord, as the Holy God of the law. But aren't you glad, thank God, that there's some more to the book tonight. And God just keep open and did open for that crowd that day the book where they can look in and see what he was doing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so here we have tonight the opening of the book of Isaiah. Amen. Again, I repeat to you tonight, he's done this before. But when he opens it this time and reads what I've read to you tonight, the Bible said the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen. Why is that? Because verse 14 said, I got after he had been into the Jordan River, and after the 40 days and nights in the wilderness, the Bible said he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Amen. He's the same fella that he was 29 years. Hey, God, up to this time, he's the same individual that has been in the synagogue. Hey, God, many times before, he's the same man. Hey, God, that has read many times before. But when he read that time, hey, God, and shut the book and sat down, everybody's eyes were fastened upon him.
Amen.
There's something different about him now. The Spirit of the Lord has come upon him in such a manner. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. I know it's right. Thank God. Now here's God the Son and the Son of God. But the Bible said, and he gives the Spirit without measure unto him.
Yes,
evidently to the rest of us, it's measured out, but not to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yeah. And after that baptism of John, which didn't make him the Son of God, hallelujah, but simply he identified with John's baptism, thank God, hallelujah, and it marked the beginning of his earthly ministry, thank God, and he now opens the book, hallelujah. Hey, they're understanding there's something there that's never been there before. Oh, bless his name.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Oh, my. Now, aren't you amazed that he opened the book? Not in Jerusalem at the temple. Amen. He didn't open the book at Rome, which is I call the political capital and the world capital and the world center of that day. He doesn't open it at Athens. Thank God. Hey, where is the philosophical capital of that day? But a little band of folks. Thank God, in a wayward village by the name of Nazareth. He opens the book. Hallelujah. Well, bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And when he opens that book, there's something about his words. He's just reading what Isaiah wrote. But he reads it in such a way that it causes their attention to be focused upon him. And he says, when they're all looking at him, as he sat down, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Amen.
Amen. He's opened the book to them.
Yes, sir.
And you know what they say? Hallelujah. The Bible says that they say, Hey, God, my, what gracious words I proceed out of the mouth of this one. Is not this Joseph's son? Hallelujah. Oh, he'd opened the book. Amen. He began his earthly ministry. He is now in the power of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. And God himself had come down and opened the book that he authored and gave, and now said to man, I've come to give you the understanding. I've come to break the seals off of it. I've come, thank God, I to let your vision be open.
Yeah.
What a blessing tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by the way, if he don't open the book to you, it'll always remain a mystery and dark to you. The carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can be. Oh, hear me. You can't discern the word of God in a carnal mind. Thank God, for it is spiritually discerned and spiritually understood.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me, friend. You may repeat it. You may quote it. Hey, God. You may take doctrine from it. Hey, friend. But you'll never understand it until he opens it to you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad he opened the book.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. And they said, what gracious words have proceeded out of his mouth. Well, no wonder. For the Bible said, how we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth.
Amen.
And so no wonder there's gracious words. Hallelujah. Hey, he had been the Son of God all this time. Hallelujah. But he had been away. Hey, God, locked away. Shut away from this world. Hallelujah. Shut up unto God. We hadn't seen him. Just a glimpse of him at his birth. Just a glimpse of him in Egypt and then out of Egypt. Just a glimpse of him in the temple. Thank God. Being circumcised. Just a glimpse of him at 12 years old. But for the rest of the time, it's silent to us. But now he walks on the scene and opens the book and said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. I'm the preacher. I've come to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm the preacher. Thank God. I've come to preach the gospel to the poor. I'm the physician. Hallelujah. Thank God, I've come to heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
I'm the Redeemer. I've come to set at liberty them that are captive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, he had read that before. He had, hey, God, read Isaiah before. But he opened the book that day in a manner he had never been opened before.
Amen.
And gracious words fell from his lips. Amen. Oh, my. And they couldn't understand how Joseph's son could talk like this. Of course, before he got through that day, they wished he hadn't said nothing. First, they marveled at the gracious words that fell from his lips. And then, when he began to say, you shall say to me, physician, heal thyself. And what we've heard you do in Capernaum, do here in thy country. He said, verily, no prophet is except in his own country.
Right.
And then he said, Elijah, thank God, during the famine, was nowhere sent to any of the Israelites but into Sarepta or Zarephath, a city of Zidon.
That's right.
And when he talked about the lepers in the land of Israel in the days of Elijah, thank God, he said not one of them, thank God, was cleansed except that Naaman. It came from Syria. And the Bible said when they heard these words, they're filled with wrath. Amen. Rose up, thrust him out of the city, led him to the brow of the hill, and would have cast him down. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way.
That's right. But he's got the book open now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book's open now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the truth is coming forth.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did any of y'all ever leave the house of God after the book was open in a foul spirit?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Why? Because it showed who you were. Hallelujah.
That's right.
It revealed what you had done. Hallelujah. The light shined on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
That's right.
And he opened the book. I'm glad he opened it and began something that the world had never had before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And here's the first preacher. And Titus said he's chosen these last days to manifest his word through preaching.
Yeah. That's right.
How do you like that?
Amen.
I like it pretty good, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank God. And he opened it for them there in the synagogue. And he'll have to open it to you.
That's right.
Amen. I appreciate the fact that he's still opening the book tonight.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tread some waters I ain't treading before. And so you stay with me. Thank God. And if I miss it, I straighten me out when we get out of church tonight. I'm glad, thank God, he opened the book of Isaiah. I'm glad he opened the Word of God. Hallelujah. By the way, did you realize that the book of Isaiah is 66 chapters, just like there's 66 books in the Bible? Hallelujah. Did you know that everything that's found in the book of Isaiah is also found in God's Word? Amen. Or what's in God's Word is here. Amen. Thank God, that judgment, that sin, thank God, that redemption, everything. Oh my, I appreciate that. Now let me say this tonight. I'm glad when it comes to the book in the synagogue, he opened the book, hallelujah, and read it to them and began his earthly ministry. Amen. I'm glad when it come to me and you, he opened the book.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 139 said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and carelessly wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book, all my members, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. I'm telling you, friend, you're here tonight because he opened the book.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Don't y'all think God gives life? Don't you think he's the author of life tonight?
Yes,
he's the one that, thank God, made Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And I want to say tonight, every one of us since then, thank God, I know we came by the avenue, thank God, that God provided for men and women, thank God, to multiply and replenish the earth. But it was God that opened the book and wrote down, thank God, what we should be tonight.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, you'd think, I don't know how many is on the earth now. It's in the billions, I know that. And what'd you say, 45? Somewhere in that neighborhood. And a billion people, I mean, 300 million in the United States, and China's got a billion herself, you know. And all these other countries come out. And yet, not in one instance that are here today, hallelujah, thank God, and ever has been for, has God ever had to duplicate?
That's right. Amen.
Every one of us has got our own little different, thank God, and my friend, something about us.
Right. How about that?
Amen. Thank the Lord. The Bible said we are carelessly wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. That word carelessly wrought means embroidered. Hallelujah. Oh. And you can make a garment and it just be a garment and turn them out at the factory. But if you embroider one, hey God, you put some special stitching on it that there ain't no other garment got like that, and you'll pay a little higher price for
right,
it too.
Right.
If it's embroidered. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that's what God did for every one of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Even, thank God, identical twin has something that God stitched in one that He didn't stitch in the other. I'm telling you, God is a God that opened the book and wrote down our members when there was none of them. Hallelujah. And brought it to pass. Hallelujah. Hey, somebody said, I don't know so much that about God. Hallelujah. I tell you, if He ain't that, then I wouldn't trust Him about the eternal things.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're just starting to scratch around about DNA and all that kind of stuff. Thank God. And we still don't know much about it yet. God doesn't know all about that. Hallelujah. Because He opened the book and made you. Hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight. Aren't you glad of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Oh, bless His name. And your parents may not have been the best. And where you brought up may not have been the best. Hallelujah. But God had a purpose and a plan for you. Thank God when He carelessly wrought you. Thank God. Amen. I believe that's right tonight. Amen. Now, did you ever think about folks that had a reason to say I shouldn't have been born to who I was born to when I was born? What about Moses? I mean, done got two youngins at least, and his daddy is a brick. Thank God. Slimy making brick. Thank God. And I'm telling you, he's in bondage, and they're having it rough. Hallelujah. Oh, my. But here comes a little bouncing Moses. And thank God, Planned Parenthood and the abortion right group. And thank God. And my friend, free women would have said, kill him. You've got enough on you now. But it was God's plan how to use that little baby to deliver Israel. Hallelujah. What about that fella born over yonder? Thank God. In the backside of the desert of Judea. And his parents are old. Hallelujah. Amen. They oughtn't have been having young at such that age, but they never had one. And they're just delighted to get one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't you see him growing up in his life and always saying, my parents are older than everybody else's parents, and they won't let me do nothing that everybody else lets them do. They are old fogies. Hallelujah. Social services ought to say, you don't need him. Hey, you're too old to handle him. Hey, God. Hey. It takes a village to raise a child anyhow. Is anybody still plugged in, or have I lost everybody tonight? Hallelujah. Oh. But 6 months before Jesus, hallelujah, did what I said in this text, walked down in the river and was baptized, here come that fellow, hallelujah. Thank God. Wiping honey off of his mouth. Thank God. Hey. Thank God. And with a, thank God, a loin of camel hair, a girded about him. Here he come preaching, thank God.
Amen.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesse, what in the world did you need with that eighth boy? Done had seven, and that first one was a mighty man anyhow. And you really didn't need no more after him. Got them other six, and that last one, thank God, just a, thank God, a boy of ruddy countenance. Amen. Oh, my. But he is a good sheep shepherd or sheep herder. Hey, hey. And that's probably all he'll ever mount up to, because he's the last of the bunch and the run of the litter. Hallelujah. Woo! But God said to Samuel, you're looking where I ain't looking, and I'm looking where you ain't looking. You're seeing like man sees, but you can't see what I see. You're looking on the outward appearance, but I'm seeing deeper than what you can look. And right there, that little fella is is the one I want to be king.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I hope I ain't off my subject. Hey, man, I'm talking about the book being open. He opened the book of Isaiah, then he opened the book of our members. Hallelujah. And we were fashioned. Amen. When there were no parts. Hallelujah. Because he had them written down in the book. And he said, here's how it goes.
Amen.
Aren't you glad of that? Now don't try to hem me up right there. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump if I'll jump a fence on you. Amen. But oh, when Jesus and his disciples walked by the blind man and they said, who did this sin? This man or his parents? And he said, neither. Amen. But that the glory of God might be manifested. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh God. Steady of crying and weeping why you are where you are tonight. And why you are like what you are tonight. And trying to change it and be like somebody else. Why don't you say, God, you made me like this. And what is it you have for my life? And find that plan and follow God tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody's going to help me preach at all tonight or not. I need some help real bad. Hey, I'm talking about him opening the book tonight.
Amen.
And will you allow me this tonight? Thank God. When Jesus referred to his disciples in Luke chapter 11, when the 70 came back, and the Bible said they returned with joy and said, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Right.
And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
I got a feeling if he had to open up a book for me to be born naturally, he had to open up a book for me to be born spiritually.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless his name. I don't know all about this tonight, but stay with me right here. I want to say this much tonight. Thank God. Amen. Oh my. There's some things that will cause us to be blotted out tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my. There are sin and things that would cause us not to be able to stand in the presence of God. I believe in the book. And the day when he went to Calvary and then ascended. Oh, hear me now. Thank God, was all the accusations against me. All the sin. I'm glad he opened the book.
Amen.
And on every page was listed from top to bottom where I had done wrong.
Amen.
And I'm glad, thank God, he by the precious blood,
yes.
I thank God that he shed,
yes.
blotted out every transgression and every sin, yes. and every record
Amen.
That I had in the book. Hallelujah.
Right.
And handed it to the Father and said, take a look at the book. And when he took a look at the book, there wasn't a thing against me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
By the way, he's the only one qualified to open the book.
Yeah.
But he opened it, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And cleansed, thank God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And when the Father felt nothing against me in the book, he said to the Holy Ghost, go tell him he's adopted. Go tell him he's forgiven. Go witness to him that he's the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about him opening the book tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He didn't open the book just for the sole purpose of finding all the dirt on me. Or he could broadcast it in heaven. Hallelujah. He opened it where he could do something about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he did do something. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. My Redeemer liveth. and my record's on high tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah. Written in heaven tonight. Yeah. Yeah. And I stand justified on the other side tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, well, well.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm about through. I'm talking about when he opened the book. When he opened the book of Isaiah, when he opened the book of your life, when he opened the book of your salvation. Don't say tonight. In Revelation chapter 5, he opened the book. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if this is the book of redemption for lost sinners, then they searched heaven and they searched under heaven and they searched the earth and they searched under the earth and they didn't find one. And I know that we sang the song, they searched through heaven, but they didn't search through heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. He is in heaven, the Lamb slain, for there's anybody doing his search.
Amen. Amen.
He stood as a Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Right. Hallelujah. The seventh sealed book, thank God, was the book of redemption for the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. And here's John. Thank God, that brother, that fellow companion, he called himself. Thank God. Have been like the other folks in that particular time under the Roman oppression, had been exiled for the testimony
That's
of the
right.
Lord.
Right.
Hallelujah. And them that had seen him go away and heard the angel say he'd come again in like manner, yeah, was beginning to grow weary because Rome had their heel on them and it's crushing them.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And they didn't know what was going to happen. And they exiled John, and John wrote to him and said, hey, it ain't over yet. Hallelujah. He's coming again. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, yes. Thank God. And so while you're in your tribulation, take comfort. Now there's an unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he comes, hallelujah, John saw him as nobody else had seen him. Hallelujah. Not the lowly servant, not the suffering Savior, not even, thank God, is simply the risen Lord, but the one, thank God, whose head and hair was white like wool, flaming fire, thank God, sword coming out of his mouth, voice when it sounded like, thank God, the sound of many waters. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. John said, you fellows that be in trouble and bothered by this oppression, thank God, he's still a coming, and when he comes, it's going to be different the next time.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Time me to hush. Amen. And when we see this heavenly scene, him that's on the throne has the book, that seven seal. That is, it's probably a roll or a scroll. And it's sealed with seven seals. Hallelujah. And for John to see, thank God, what's to be. Thank God, somebody's got to loose the seals and open the book.
That's right.
But they look and ain't nobody found worthy to open the book and to loose the seals.
That's right.
John said, I just fell down and started weeping because nobody was going to found worthy to open the seal, open the book and loose the seal there. He said, then an angel tapped me on the shoulder and said, weep not, John. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed, and he will open the book. And John said, I dried my eyes and looked around, and I was trying to find me a lion. But he said, I didn't see a lion. I saw a lamb, as it had been slain from the foundation of the world.
That's right.
And he walked in the presence of him that sat on the throne and said, give me the book. And he that sat on the throne said, you've earned the right to have it and to open it and to loose the seals thereof, and gave him the book. Hallelujah. And when he did that, and thank God, that heavenly host got to singing, thank God, and a bowing and a worshiping and saying, worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, thank God, for he has have been slain and redeemed us out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. And he is worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He opened the book.
Yes, sir.
He opened the book. And lastly, and I'm through. Revelation 20 and 12 said, I saw the dead small and great stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up their dead which were in them. They were judged every man according to their work. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's going to open the book one day.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
The Bible said God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He hath before ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men in that He raised him from the dead.
Amen.
As sure as God raised Christ from the dead, that's how sure He's going to judge this world by
Amen.
That man.
That's right. Amen.
He's Amen. Going to show who is the only blessed potentate.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Amen.
He is one day.
Yes, sir.
He is. Now, Brother Shavers, if you don't mind me borrowing that little story you told me when I was with you a couple of weeks ago, first Sunday, maybe you got Brother Toby, but I want to repeat it tonight. The two young boys, lad of boys, was playing in the creek, and one of them somehow began to drown and couldn't get above the water, and the other one jumped in and saved him. And he was grateful that he'd saved him from certain death and from drowning. But as boys do, they grew up and became men, and they went to their separate ways in life and their separate stations. And the one that had almost drowned turned to a life of violence and crime and wickedness, and even became a gangster. And the other boy went on and went to law school and eventually worked his way up and became a judge. And one day, they caught up with the antics of this fellow. His criminal record caught up with him. And he was brought before this judge. Huh? And the judge sentenced him. And he gave him the stern penalty of the law. And he cried out after he gave him the sentence and said, "Don't you remember me? Don't you remember me? I'm the one you saved from drowning." He said, "Oh, I did remember you, but that day I was your Savior. This day, I'm your judge."
Yes, sir.
That's what Christ will be
to
those that do not repent.
Right.
He's your Savior tonight, but He'll be your judge.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my. And just as real, and just, thank God, as wonderful as His Saviorship is, that He's able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth and abideth, ain't got to make intercession for them. That's how stern His judgment's going to be.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. And when He says forgiven, brother, they ain't nobody can condemn. As Savior, because He's justified. He's risen again. But as judge, when He says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." When He, my friend, thank God, says, "That's it. Thank God, be cast into the lake of fire." It's over with, friend.
Amen.
It's final.
Amen.
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 No bribing this judge.
No, sir.
It's final, friend. Do you know Him tonight? He opened the book for you. He opened the book for you tonight. He's going to open some book for you. He already has. If you're living, if you're saved, He opened the book for you. But He'll open that last book if you're not saved. For the dead, small and great, are going to stand before God.
Yes, sir.
It's upon a man once to die, but after this, a judgment.
Yes, sir.
How is it with you tonight? Let's stand to our feet. The message is yours tonight. When Christ opens the book. When the Lord opens the book, I wonder about it tonight.
Hey. Make my job a lot easier. Amen.